me. You're with Julian on the Brown Note and the continuing decline and fall and death of the music festival through the lens of its biggest exponent in its demise, Coachella in America, which I have railed against as being the worst and most corporate major music festival on earth with the worst crowd. But it's symbiotic with what's happening in a lot of music festivals over the world. And everyone's focusing on valid numerous elements. People don't have any disposable money. Lots and, you know, there aren't any big rock bands anymore. Lots and lots of reasons. My main reason for it, for music festivals failing is there's been this real push from music critics over the last 10 years to really recognize a lot of pop and R&B acts, and they go on stage and they mime to backing tracks. And last year I watched Saturday night at Coachella, next to Glastonbury, arguably the world's most prominent music festival. The last four acts in a row didn't have a single musician on stage. They had, I think, Rosalía, who was superb, played piano for one song. The rest of all four acts were choreographed dancing, costume changes, and backing track music. And the fact is, people will listen to that music, but they're not going to pay $1,000 to go camping for 3 days to listen to those acts. And I think that's something that has happened in Australia, where they found like Splendour in the Grass has cancelled. It's like the third major festival to cancel this year. They had Arcade Fire, a real band, on Saturday night, yelling old man yells at crowds. Future, the rapper, on Friday night, and Kylie Minogue on Sunday night. Now, Future and Kylie Minogue have a place, and that place isn't in a field. People who want to go and see Kylie Minogue or Future are going to go to an inner city venue to watch just that act. They're not going to camp out for 3 days to watch live music to watch that. And that's what happened. They didn't sell any tickets. And we saw that with the Mel C fronted festival, where the headliners were Mel C and a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Not the Wu-Tang Clan, but a member. No one's paying to see this. Now, lots of festivals are struggling, but Coachella and Glastonbury have always been sacrosanct because they sell out every year in seconds. This is what happened this year. Earlier this spring, much was made in the press about the festival's slower than usual ticket sales. Usually the first weekend routinely sells out within hours, all before the lineup has even been released. This year it took a month. Last week Billboard reported that only 80% of the 250,000 tickets had been sold. Now, there are elements which are true for hiring these pop and R&B acts to play festivals, which isn't their domain, really. I feel like if your domain is your fan base has got through to you from Instagram or TikTok, festival audiences aren't going to go and watch you. Other people will in other environments, but not in these environments. And they filled up these set lists on festivals with acts like that. Some of the stuff I saw last year at Coachella, not only were they miming to backing tracks, not only were they using backing tracks, which Rosalía did to a fantastic degree artistically, but most of them didn't. Some of them actually mimed to backing tracks of their own vocals. And it's like, what are you even doing at a live music festival? They like ad-libbed over the top of their own vocal track. And like, what are you doing? There's an excellent piece on this in Pitchfork, who are front and center responsible for a lot of this. But there's a really good article on Pitchfork, which goes through some of the main elements as to what's going on. Coachella's global popularity as a set of live stream performances has further incentivized acts to bring out surprise guests as a strategy to cut through the din, both in the desert and online. Now, if you read any news articles on Coachella, you will constantly see these guest artists being mentioned. It is like a leg up online. It's become excruciating. It's like every single act must bring out a guest, and then that guest gets them a paragraph in a news article. And this is not for stuff like Splendor in the Grass, but for Coachella, and maybe even Glastonbury is going down this route. Glastonbury has got the worst. I mean, they started putting Billie Eilish and people like that on as headliners. This year they've got The Scissor, Dua Lipa, and Coldplay for the fifth time. Now, those Dua Lipa and Scissor have their audiences. It isn't camping for 3 days in a film to see them choreographed back to backing tracks. It's the wrong artist for that venue. But this, I thought, like, one of the headliners this time around is Doja Cat. At the weekend's very end, this element became oddly depersonalizing. Doja Cat's headlining set was thoroughly choreographed and executed with precision, but it seemed tailored for the audience at home. The visual language that of an awards show performance, with low angle shots from the stage interspersed with drone shots showing the expanse of the crowd, Doja barely spoke to the audience. Each song was separated by a dark stage, dead air, and not quite long enough to signal a break between a proper break and encore, but long enough to make the crowd wonder every 3 or 4 minutes what was going on. And Blur have come out and lambasted the audience for being this crap. They've been crap for years. Coachella's audience has always been the worst, but this is the way it's going. Which is the fact that I saw War on Drugs and Coachella online about when Lost in a Dream came out, so 10 years ago. They were like the biggest indie band in America at that point. They played in the mid-afternoon to a group of half a dozen people, or maybe like a couple of hundred people, who sat on the grass and barely even looked at the stage. And that's what it is now. It's like they only want to see pop and R&B acts, but they're ultimately not going to be the people that sustain music festivals. Like later on that day, there was a huge crowd for this Swedish singer, I forget her name, who is a pop artist with a few decent singles and not much more, who got a huge crowd. But let's face it, when your artists are more interested in playing to a home audience and doing a choreographed song for the camera than they are to the audience in front of them, and when the audience is more interested in what they're wearing and their Instagram account, it's the death of the music festival. What's the point in live music festivals without live music? And this year was probably the nadir of Coachella, which is saying a lot.